Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hope your weekend is shaping up to be a good one. Here in Michigan, where we're at, Mother Nature's been shining on us, literally. And so it's a great weekend to get out and clean up your equipment and dust it off, maybe blow out your orifice and get her going. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's going on, man?
Well, we kind of didn't really finish up all that. I wanted to cover just a couple more things on putting that gas grill back together. Most of these things are going to work with a charcoal grill, too, except you're going to have more vacuuming, and you're still going to have to scrape the belly out. To burn off the grates, you'll do that the first time you fire it up. Charcoal grills don't tend to end up with really bad grates.
Nope.
Because those coals last long after you're done cooking, and it kind of takes care of itself if you're smart enough to put the lid on and shut it down when you're done.
Right, yeah.
So in terms of that igniter, that's one thing I wanted to cover because a lot of people have igniter trouble, and they just go without it, and you really don't have to. See that?
And then you get the whoo.
When, or they're trying to throw a match
with a match
in
there, right? Yeah.
So if you have just a little red push button that you hear a click from, that's called a piezo igniter. And it's a cool little device that just strikes up a little generator, throws a little millivolt of power to it, and creates an arc with the same type of probe that a battery-powered one would. But there's one way to test it, and that's to pull the wire. If it's not arcing at the flame rod, you might pull that wire off and simply hold it close to the flame rod and see if that spark is jumping across there, okay?
Kind of like how you used to jump your brother's car when you wanted to steal it from him, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
You can replace those very easily. It's just got a couple clips on the back. You pull it right out of the front of your grill, go buy a new one. Matter of fact, you can buy the whole assembly. And there's lots of stores that have very nice supplies of grilling replacement parts. There's one in like any major market or two, and they just specialize in parts. And I found that there's a couple sweet spots where I live. If nothing else, you can go online. There's a magazine that most grill dealers get. It's called Music City. So if you go see a grill dealer and he doesn't have a part, ask him if he's got a Music City catalog and ask him to let you look at it because you will find your part in there. I guarantee you. It's out of Nashville, of course, why it's called Music City. And they have every grill part known to man. Otherwise,
I'm sure they got a website that
They sell to dealers.
Okay.
But there's plenty of people online. Just be careful where you're shopping online because there's plenty of differences in price and practice and how soon they ship, what the return policy is. There's a few big guys out there, and I'm not going to promote anybody in specific, but you be the judge. You can buy, and if it's a battery-powered igniter, you can do it the same way. It just has a collar. It screws off the dashboard of your grill, and you get the whole – it might just need a new battery.
Right.
Yep. But you can buy the whole assembly for like $35. They're very simple. So if you have to rebuild, I would tell you to – if it's something you got in a big box store like a char grill, don't rebuild it.
Right.
Just don't try because, you know, it's a really mediocre product to begin with, and you paid $300 for it. Consider it a recycled product and go buy a good one next time.
Yeah. So let's talk the last thing then. We've got the grill put back together and it's ready to go. The igniter's working. What about that gas tank? I think that there's a little bit of care and maintenance. If you were smart, when you put it away, you disconnected the gas tank from the grill, right, and didn't leave it just sitting in there all hooked up. So you have the potential for the gas tank itself and the fitting that goes, the regulator that goes on the tank, to be, those may need to be cleaned as well because you got spiders and bugs and things that
if you took
make
it
little
apart,
nests
absolutely.
In there.
When I take mine apart, I take a little piece of duct tape and put it over the grill, and there's a hose that comes out,
right.
Might be copper if it's old enough.
Yep.
I put a little piece of duct tape over it because you're absolutely right. The spiders love to fill that full of sand.
Right.
They do that also with your orifices and your shutter up in your burners. So You always have that potential, and that's a good reason to clean it. But you convinced me long ago to have a second tank. I now have three.
Right.
Because shame on you if you run out. Now, mine are hard piped for the most part, but I still have some portable units and deep fryers and stuff I like to bring around. So you can never have too many propane tanks in your house.
Right.
Because when you want to have a shindig, you want everything working, and you want to have those backups there. But when you do hook that gas back up to your gas grill, again, now let's get that foil out. Let's fire that grill up on high, and let's put the foil on top and put your lid down, shut that thing up, and heat it up and burn off all that crud on that grate. It's much easier than taking a brush to it. And if you do take a brush to it, make sure you go over it with a stone or something that's brush-free when you're done.
Right.
Because you don't want any of those stainless little prongs going in.
I was in the warehouse store the other day, and this is the time of year, you know, the Costco, the Sam's Club, whatever mm-hmm. it is by you. This is the time of year where they transition from the winter to the spring, as you would expect. They had these wooden paddles, and I know you bought one last year, mm-hmm. and that is, it's to clean the grates on your grill, and that is a great way to make sure you run one of those over that after you've used a brush, because every year we read articles, we hear about people that are using an old brush and one of the bristles comes off and gets stuck on the crud on your grill, and then they cook something and they get a wire in their yeah. throat or whatever. You don't need to do that.
Best thing is just throw the brushes away.
Exactly.
They
get
make
a new
these
one.
Scrubber pads that look like almost like a coarse Brillo pad, and mine is like got double heads on it and a big handle, and you just run that over your grate and it cleans it wonderfully. Now, I also have those stones. So they were made in Phoenix. We had them on the show last
right.
year.
Yep.
And those kind of wear down to match your grill.
Yeah.
So you can clean it up like a real man.
It kind of wraps right around there. It's time for some man law.
Now you're a man. A man, man, man. Now you're a man. A manny, manny, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man. Now you're a man.
Today's man law is applicable throughout the year. Doesn't matter if it's spring, winter, fall. Men shall not gossip. Period.
Said.
Period. It takes time away from ripping on your friends. So don't gossip. Just rip on them.
Right.
Do it in front of them.
Well, it's no fun to rip on somebody unless they're there to take it.
For the most part, I find that guys don't gossip so much anyway. It just, I don't know, there's something inherently not cool, and it goes against something. I don't know. It's just not a big thing quite so much, maybe like the opposite sex.
Potentially. We'll just leave it at that. I don't want to be talked about by all those girls.
Now that we have something to gossip about.
Right. Yeah.
So if you have to rebuild, find that store in your neighborhood, and let's say you said you had a Broil King.
Right.
Go online, find your local Broil King dealer.
Right.
Okay, you have a Broil Master. Those two companies both have great resources, and they'll point you to the right store. You call them up and say, hey, here's my model. Get your model number. Take the part in with you. Take a picture of it.
Right.
Call them up, and I'll guarantee you those guys, if they're selling a Broil King or a Broil Master, they've probably been selling grills for a long time. Because those are kind of professional grade
right.
units, they're the better stuff,
and
they have sold them a long time, and they've had to have parts.
Right, and they'll usually have them on hand. What I would tell you though is, if you've made the investment in a nicer grill, which that Broilmaster is, keep your receipts, because there are lifetime warranties on this stuff, and from time to time they'll want to prove where you bought it for them to warrant the product.
I guess
right?
the other thing is then register it when you do get it.
Yeah,
one.
Exactly, because I have a file with the, believe it or not, the thing was purchased in 2003, still functions very well, but I take care of it. I replace things every 3 or 4 years. I go through it, right, and do it. But I got to pay shipping usually on parts, and then they'll give me the parts because it's a warranted grill. But, you know, back then it was couple $1,000 grill.
They didn't warrant your siding though.
No. And the horse you rode in on, Barbecue Bob.
There's another story we won't talk about. Jop's got some funny grilling stories when he was, let's just say, getting broke in.
a lesser grilling guy. You've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We got one more little bonus segment for you, so stick with us. We'll be back.